What's going on? Back in the vehicle, back for another episode of Commuting with Friends. And today's episode is about a very serious topic. So today, just because you're probably going to hear this at a different date. Today, the day of recording is March 4th, 2022. And today is marked as World Obesity Day. And the day is supposed to shed light on the epidemic known as obesity. So what I want to do today is, on this commute, just talk about obesity and, you know, my feelings on obesity, but as well as some validity that I looked up. You know, I didn't do a lot of research, but just a little bit here and there. And you know, it's crazy because, especially in the Western world, in countries like America, you would think that people that are the most impoverished would be the most malnourished, but unfortunately, the people that are the most impoverished are probably the most obese in this country. Because, see, people get assistance, and a lot of people don't use assistance for the proper meals because, you know, people feel that, I've heard people say that fruits and vegetables can be more expensive than chips, cookies, and cakes. And you know what? There might be a little bit of truth to it. But at the end of the day, it's like, what's more important? A few cents or a few years off your life? So let's talk about obesity. Let's talk about obesity. First and foremost, I didn't do a lot of research because this is Cruising with Friends. This is not my segments where I do research and come at you with analytics. But if I had to guess, and I'm probably going to be short guessing, I'm probably going to be short changing it. But if I had to guess, I would say in America alone, at least 70 to 75% of Americans, from children to adults, are either obese or borderline, getting close to it, but overweight for sure. It's a lot of, like, you know, and now it's like a thin line between overweight and obese. And it's like, you better not dare say anything negative about overweight and obesity, because you will get smacked and crucified for fat shaming. But you know what? I don't care. I'm a small channel. I'm a small podcast. Nobody probably listens anyway. So I'm gonna say how I feel. If I get crucified, I get crucified. But it's a problem. It's a problem. So let's get into some key details on what obesity can do and cause. Let's talk about some physical symptoms of obesity. So you would have to imagine that if one is severely overweight, they're going to probably have respiratory problems, i.e. trouble with breathing, or trouble breathing, labored breathing. All the extra tissue and mass is making things hard. It's making the heart work harder to pump, making the lungs work harder to expand and contract, and therefore overall breathing is just labored and harder to do. And guess what, you gotta breathe to live. So that's one physical symptom that's attached to obesity: fatty liver, or what's also known as cirrhosis of the liver. Now, cirrhosis of the liver for a very long time was only attached to severe alcoholics, people that drank so much that the liver could no longer filter the alcohol out of the system fast enough, so the liver would start to shut down and break down. But now obesity is causing the same illness that alcohol was solely responsible for so many years. Yet there's so many people out there that would shun you or look at you crazy if you were to say that foods can be looked at as a drug or a substance, especially sugar. Speaking of sugar, type 2 diabetes, a huge correlation between obesity and type 2 diabetes. So you tell me, is an extra 20, 30, 40 pounds worth losing a limb? The more weight you put on, they gotta start cutting weight off you. Is that worth it? I know y'all gonna be like, man, this is hard. This is harsh. It's too much. If it's too much, it's real simple. You can just click the X button or whatever you gotta do to just get off the podcast. It's not for you. But if you're here and you want some of this harshness, that means you're ready. You ready to step it up. You ready to get out of that. Heart disease. We already talked about heart disease. We talked about the heart a little bit when we were talking about the labored breathing. All of the extra mass and tissue around the heart makes the heart have to labor to do what it does naturally, which is beat. Because when it stops beating, you stop breathing and you stop living. High blood pressure, hypertension. My community knows a lot about that. If you don't know, I am African American. And I saved this one for last purposely because I know so many people that will brush this symptom off as if, oh, it's just a little something that impairs my sleep, but it's no big deal. But there's a correlation between obesity and sleep apnea. For those of you that don't know what sleep apnea is, sleep apnea is when your throat and your neck get so thick that it starts to restrict air in and out of the airways while you sleep. That's why it's called sleep apnea. So what happens is you don't notice because you're sleeping. Sometimes you go back and forth between extreme snoring and seconds, not a second, but seconds, several seconds of not breathing at all. And then all of a sudden you start breathing again, which tends to go back to snoring. So you're cycling between snoring and not breathing. Now, like I said, I saved this one for last because so many people that have sleep apnea overlook this as if there's an old saying that sleep is akin to death or the cousin of death, right? Sleep is the closest thing that a living being has to death or that realm. So it's like you're dying several times throughout the night because you stop breathing. But guess what? If you stop breathing for too long, you really die. You don't come back. It's not a dream. And is this preventative? Hell yeah, it's preventative. It's a weight issue. Now, we know that sometimes the weight is also, we went over the physical attributes, but we know that the weight can also be connected to mental issues too, or mental health. So a result, check this out, the precursor and the result of depression, the precursor as well as a result of obesity can be depression, right? A lot of us suffer from depression and don't even know it because depression is the silent killer. You never, like, you can be depressed for years and never know that you're depressed. But depression will also lead to coping mechanisms. We all have coping mechanisms, whether we're believe we're quote unquote normal or not. We all have levels of stress, and we all find ways of coping with that stress. So some people use food as a coping mechanism. It makes them feel comfortable when they feel high stress or depressed or anxiety or a myriad of mental health diseases and disorders, right? So depression and mental health can be a precursor to obesity. But guess what? It can also be a result of obesity, because maybe you weren't depressed. Maybe you weren't anxious. Maybe you didn't have this or that before you started gaining the weight. But then you started gaining the weight and you start losing your self-confidence. You stop feeling comfortable within yourself, and these disorders started to appear. So mental health is very important. You have to, there's no shame in having a life coach, a therapist, or somebody that you can talk to that can gauge where you are mentally from time to time. There's nothing wrong with that. We get coaches for finance. We get coaches for physical, like personal trainers for physical health. Well, those of us that are obese are not getting coaches for physical health. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't be obese. But we get coaches for being new parents, becoming new parents. We get coaches for all kind of shit, but tend to be too proud to get coaches for our mental health, which can save our physical health, which can save our lives. Because believe it or not, no matter how you may feel about yourself from time to time, there's somebody in this world that loves you. There's somebody's in this world that loves you, and you owe it to them, if you don't want to do it for yourself, to live. There's a whole life worth living, and there's so many things in life to explore outside of just food. Now, don't get it confused. Food is a beautiful thing. Food is a natural resource. Food is needed for survival. Food is tribal. Food is community. Food is a lot of things, but it doesn't have to be a crutch. It doesn't have to be a drug, and it doesn't have to be abused. It can be enjoyed. It can help us nourish our bodies. It can help us survive and thrive. But we have to learn how to disconnect food with emotions. We have to, first of all, in order to do that, you're gonna have to get some coaching. We have to learn how to take care of ourselves from the inside out. A lot of us, myself included, try to take care of ourselves from the outside in. You see, we all think that if we fit this beauty standard, and sometimes not fitting the beauty standard can lead towards the road of obesity because of, like I said, mental health, depression, anxiety, things like that. So we all think that if we crack the code to this beauty standard, and if I could look so beautiful on the outside, then I'll feel beautiful on the inside. Like, no, it starts in the inside first. It's the inside that matters. Because you could be the most beautiful, ugliest motherfucker on this planet. Pardon my French. What does that mean? It means you could be the most gorgeous or handsome or jaw-dropping person on this planet, and if you're ugly from the inside out, nobody is going to think you're beautiful. All your looks will diminish because your inside personality is trash. So who wants to be that? I'd rather be the most beautiful person on the inside, because guess what? The opposite happens. When you're beautiful on the inside, maybe you're not the most appealing person on the eyes, but your spirit and your soul will make people see how beautiful you actually are. It's still not an excuse. Don't get it confused. Like, I don't want y'all to get the wrong message and think that I'm saying it's okay to be obese because you're beautiful on the inside, because you still need to be healthy. You need to be beautiful and healthy on the inside. You don't have to be rail thin. You don't have to be Vin Diesel. You just have to be healthy. You just have to live life. You should be able to breathe without feeling like it's exercise. You should not feel like you're exercising just to breathe normally. So if you can't do that, it's time to start looking within, taking accountability, moving a little bit more, maybe cutting back. I wouldn't say to go on a hardcore diet. All I would say is for a little while, just try to eliminate processed stuff and eat whole foods. See how that works. Eat whole foods. Eat whole foods for 30 days. And just move a little bit more than you do right now. And you'll probably see a difference in 30 days. And then in 30 days, it'll become a habit because you'll be so used to doing it. And first, the first week or so, it's going to feel strenuous. It's going to feel taxing. You're going to want to relapse. But don't. Don't relapse. You owe it to yourself and the people that love you to keep pushing forward. And get the people that love you involved too. Like, if you know somebody that looks like they're healthy on the inside, but they eating just like you, they might not be healthy on the inside. They might just look good. Just because you look good don't mean you're healthy on the inside. I think there's a high misconception of people thinking that just because you look a certain way, that means you're healthy. That's not true. So you might want to get your people to get on board with you. Like, look, we're going to do a whole 30. We're going to eat clean whole foods for 30 days. We're going to move a little bit more. And we're going to see what this does for us. And I bet you, you'll feel better on the inside and out. But that's all I got for you today. I'm done ranting. Y'all probably done listening to me. You've probably been done a long time ago. If you're still here, 17 minutes in, and you listen to the harshness and the harsh realities, and man, God bless you. God bless you. I love you. You my people. You my kind of people. Because I will listen to the same thing. I will listen to somebody yelling at me for 17 minutes and be like, man, you know what? That was harsh. But I definitely got something from it. So if you made it this far, thank you. Subscribe to my podcast. Share it. But only share the people that's like us. Because you know the people in your life that's like us. And you know the people that's going to hear this the first 3 minutes. Like, oh no, that's not for me. Click. Until next time, drive safe.